Cale Clark here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Relevant Radio and get a free phone. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Welcome to the Cale Clark Show. It is Wednesday, and may the 4th be with you. All right, now that we've gotten that out of the way, it was obligatory. Had to do it. It's Star Wars Day, and guess what? This show is going to be out of this world, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, so glad you're with me on the show. And hey, I want to give out the studio line for you to call in. It's Pledge Week, but don't forget, there's a separate number for the studio line. You can call in and talk to me for free. 888-914-9149. Call in. And you can also email the program, as always, Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com. And you can follow me on Twitter, at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. And the show account is at Cale Clark Show. Well, what we do at the top of each hour during this pledge drive is we want to pray a memorare, not only for an end to abortion in the United States and around the world, but also for the success of our Give Hope campaign. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was ever left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what. There is one thing. Maybe this is an inspiration, a divine inspiration. One thing we could do. We need to raise $3 million this week. We have to do this every quarter. We operate almost 200 radio stations all across the United States, plus reaching the world through, of course, the internet, through our website, and through our app. And all of this costs money. I think we could probably raise the rest of the $3 million in the next 5 minutes, because all I would have to do is let Karaoke Cale out of the box. If I sing karaoke for a little bit, you will be begging me to stop. You'll do anything. You'll give anything. And I know that. But I'm going somewhere with this. So just hang with me. But when I used to haunt karaoke establishments, as it were, during my younger days, hopefully wasn't that long ago, there was an old standard, an old classic in my catalog that I would pull out again and again and again. And it was this particular song. See if you recognize it.
What a wicked game.
Okay, that's enough, Jim. Producer Jim, cut me off before it's too late, before we get our license pulled. There you go. That was, of course, Chris Isaak, the great Chris Isaak in Wicked Game. And yeah, I love singing that song in karaoke. And, if I was in the mood for that, sometimes I'd pull out Stairway to Heaven, because you're on stage for a good 10 minutes just to annoy people. They'll be pelting you with tomatoes and pretzels and everything. But no, Wicked Game is great. Now, why do I bring up that song? Why do I bring up that particular tune? Because, I don't know if you know, you've heard of the Wicked Game, of course, but did you know that there is a Wicked Bible? A Wicked Bible. And believe it or not, just this week, a story came out. Wow. A very, very rare copy of the Wicked Bible has been discovered. Now, what on earth am I talking about? Well, this is a really rare Bible that was printed in the year 1631, so in the 17th century. And why is it rare? Why is it famous? Why is it called the Wicked Bible? Well, unfortunately, there's a bit of a copy error in the book. In the section on the Ten Commandments, the sixth commandment, it's not the one you're most familiar with. It omits the word not. That's an important word to have in there, because in the Wicked Bible, the sixth commandment says, thou shalt commit adultery. Oh, yikes. So, as you can imagine, this caused quite a stir in the 17th century. It still does today. Well, how many copies of the Wicked Bible instructing people to commit adultery were actually printed? Well, apparently about 1,000 copies of the Wicked Bible went into print. It's also known, by the way, as the Adulterous Bible or the Sinner's Bible. Now, the error was discovered about a year later, which was too late for that particular print run. But who, in fact, was responsible for this? Well, that's a really, really good question. The printers in question back in the 17th century were a couple of guys by the names of Robert Barker and Martin Lucas. And King Charles I, when he found out about this, he summoned these two, hauled them before a court, and of course they got a severe tongue lashing for the absolutely scandalous typo. And of course their terrible workmanship. They were stripped of their printing license. They were levied a fine of 300 British pounds. And by the way, that would be 300 British pounds today would be about 377 U.S. dollars. But, you know, that might not seem like a lot of money to you right now, but inflation being as horrendous as it is, it's about 8% right now in the United States. My goodness. Well, as you can imagine, 300 pounds was a fortune back then. So that was no light slap on the wrist. And anyway, as many of the copies as they could find of the Wicked Bible were destroyed, and that left about only 20. There were 20 copies that they could not track down that were still out in the wind, out in the wild. And as you can imagine, these rare typo copies of the Bible are extremely rare, extremely valuable. And from time to time, you will see a Wicked Bible come up for auction in the United States or maybe in the UK, but an extremely rare copy was found just recently in New Zealand. And it's the first time that one of the Wicked Bibles was ever discovered in the Southern Hemisphere. And Yahoo News had a story about this. And there's a representative from the University of Canterbury in Christchurch, New Zealand, Dr. Chris Jones, who was interviewed. Now, they've known about this rare copy of the Wicked Bible since the year 2018, but they kept it under wraps because they wanted to make sure that researchers had time to study it, look at it, make sure it was legit. And here's what Dr. Chris Jones says, and he's a professor in medieval studies at the University of Canterbury in Christchurch. He's also a fellow of the Society of Antiquaries in London, England. And this is what he said. He said, quote, it's a mystery. It's fascinating. And it has made its way halfway around the world. And Dr. Chris Jones first found out about this alleged copy of the Wicked Bible back in 2018. One of his former students had actually acquired it. And how did she get it? She went to an estate sale. Somebody had passed away. And it happened to be a guy named Don Hampshire, who was a British bookbinder. So he loved to collect old and rare books. He had moved to New Zealand from the UK back in 2009, but he had a copy of the Wicked Bible. Now, was he aware of how rare this thing actually was? And for some reason, he never told anybody that he had this. One of Dr. Chris Jones' students finds it at a big book sale, obviously being a former bookbinder. He had tons of books. When he passed away, the estate sale happened. She comes upon this thing and she's like, wow, I think this is one of the legendary Wicked Bibles. So she snaps it up, buys it, shows it to Dr. Chris Jones, her professor. And he's like, there's no way, man. There's no way that's a legit Wicked Bible from 1631. They are so, so rare. It's not the kind of thing you find in a garage sale. But he examined it. He looked at it and he said, man, I think this is the genuine article. This is actually a Wicked Bible. And apparently there is also one copy existing in Canada right now. No, it's not mine. I don't have it. I wish I could say that, but no, I don't have it. So don't go looking for it. There are some copies in the United States. There's a very nice copy apparently in Dublin, Ireland. There's others in the UK. But again, there's only about 20 of these things in the whole world. So this is amazing. What an incredible providential find. And so Dr. Chris Jones, you know, having seen this legit copy of the Wicked Bible, he started investigating, okay, why in the world did this mistake happen in the first place? Or was it a mistake? Is this some sort of a really bad practical joke gone wrong? And so there's a lot of debate over how this misprint happened with the Sixth Commandment that is taking the not out of thou shalt not commit adultery and saying thou shall commit adultery. No, not cool at all. So some people think that a rival printer, another printing press, another dude, sabotaged the printing press that belonged to the hapless Robert Barker and Martin Lucas back in the 17th century. Maybe it was sabotage. Maybe it was taking out a business competitor. Who knows? But apparently, according to Dr. Chris Jones from New Zealand, he says, that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. It's probably more likely that the printers were trying to save a buck or two, trying to cut costs. It's a cutthroat industry, the printing industry. It still is today. And basically what they did was he thinks they cheaped out on hiring copy editors. And it's, I think they learned their lesson pretty well. You do not want to make a mistake. Hire a good editor. Don't cheap out. And even St. Paul knew this. Did you know that St. Paul hired a scribe to write at least one of his letters and probably some of them? There's a guy named Tertius who actually introduces himself in Paul's letter to the Romans. In Romans 16:22, Paul's giving his farewells. He's saying hello to everybody. It's a long laundry list. And then Tertius says, I, Tertius, who am writing this letter, also say hello. What's up? How you doing? So he inserted himself in the letter. So Paul did this. He knew you have to hire a good guy. Now, he didn't know he was writing the Word of God. He's writing the actual Bible as they're doing it, of course. But it's well worth the price to hire good help. All right, we'll have much more on this in just a moment. We got to take a really quick break right now on the Cale Clark Show. Here's a great word from Father Rocky.
Hi, Father Rocky here, and this pledge drive is just flying by. If you haven't had a chance to make a donation yet, now's your chance. Today only, we have two special thank you gifts at the dollar a day giving level. The first is a book called How They Love Mary. And you're going to learn about how saints really loved Our Lady. St. Damian of Molokai, St. Padre Pio, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Thomas Aquinas, and we can learn from those saints. In addition to the book, we're going to include a very special Divine Mercy image, brown scapular that has a little St. Benedict medal and crucifix attached to it. The book and the Divine Mercy scapular are both yours if you give a dollar a day or more to support the work of Relevant Radio. Give now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or you can call us at 877-291-0123.
Less than 2 hours to go in day three of our Give Hope Pledge Drive. It's Mike Kendall joining Cale Clark, encouraging you to step up. It's never too late to give hope at 877-291-0123. Cale, I've got some really good news for you. I wasn't sure if I'd be able to give you this good news because Drew was, he was really moving those scapulars. And when we have these unique premium days like this, they're always in limited supply. But I just checked and we are good. We're going to be good to go this hour. We have 45 minutes left. And we have, I think we have enough. I'm going to challenge if we can get 100 more people to step up to take advantage of our dollar a day pledge. We're going to get away. We're going to give away another 100 of these very unique scapulars that have only been available today and will only be available while supplies last. Mm-hmm. And that's key. So here's that number. It's 877-291-0123. But it really is a very unique item, isn't it, Cale?
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. It's a great description on the website and on the app. It's so unique. It's a Divine Mercy scapular. It's not a stock scapular, Mike, if you'll pardon the pun, St. Simon stock.
Okay, I get it.
I was up all night thinking of that one, Mike. But yeah, so, and obviously, we wear the scapular as a sign of the hope of salvation. Well, that's only possible because of God's divine mercy. And hey, Mike, I know you're a big baseball fan. You're one of the world's biggest Chicago Cubs fans. This is really a dollar a day triple play. That's what I call it today, because if you come in at the dollar a day level and donate right now, we're going to give you three gifts. It's a real triple play. Not only are you going to get this beautiful brown scapular, but you'll also get the book that Father Rocky was talking about, How They Love Mary, by Father Edward Looney, who helps out so often at Mass here at Relevant Radio. And also one more gift. If you're giving online, here's where the triple play comes in. If you give through the app or through the website, we're also going to send you Father Rocky's talk on the power of the memorare. You really can't lose, and you don't want to be left out, Mike. Oh, man, I'm really stretching with the puns.
You don't. You are really trying, aren't you? I won't double up on your puns. I'm just going to go ahead and mention a few names of people who are calling in at that dollar-a-day level, like Colleen in De Pere, Wisconsin. Thank you. God bless you, Colleen. A scapular is on its way to your home. Darien, Illinois, Leslie, your $365 gift is going to earn you the very special brown scapular. This is a unique item, one of a kind, and in limited supply. Thank you for your support. And Gabby, listening in Sycamore, Illinois, keep them coming. 877-291-0123. If the line is busy, log on to relevantradio.com and make your pledge there. But whatever you do, give hope, and give hope now.
Hey, welcome back to the Cale Clark Show. Yes, May the 4th be with you. It's Star Wars Day, and you can call in right now, 888-914-9149. That's the studio line for the Cale Clark Show. You can also email the program, Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com, or find me on Twitter, at Cale Clark. And yes, it's an out-of-this-world story that we were talking about just before our last pledge break. Mike Kendall was joining me, had a great conversation there. We were talking about the discovery of one of the extremely rare, quote-unquote, wicked Bibles, where the Sixth Commandment is not exactly rendered the way God intended. The word not was taken out of thou shalt not commit adultery. It says thou shalt commit adultery. Not cool. That's why it's known as the wicked Bible. There's only 20 of them still in existence from the 17th century, and one of them has been discovered in New Zealand. Dr. Chris Jones has been studying this for some time. And how the mistake was made was probably because the printers were cutting costs and they just cheaped out on a copy editor, and the error crept in. And so we don't really know who originally owned this copy. Again, there's only 20 out there in the world. A lot of Bibles, and maybe you have this, maybe you have something like this in your home, a family heirloom Bible, where the names of family members, marriages, births, deaths in the family are all kind of recorded at the beginning of the book. Well, there's nothing like that in this particular copy. The cover was missing. It had taken on some water damage throughout the years, but it also has some really unique features. This is one of only a few of the Wicked Bible copies that had the red and black ink. And that probably means it was a quote-unquote red-letter edition of the Bible. What does that mean? The words of Jesus in red ink. And hey, in other words, they're really important. You really should read this. The words of Jesus should be red. And maybe they should be red in ink as well. My friend Cardinal Collins, the Archbishop of Toronto, he's always joking about this. He carries around with him, and he often brings it out when he's preaching, a tiny little red leather copy of the New Testament and the Psalms. And he always wants his Bible to be red because he thinks the Bible should be red. Makes sense, doesn't it? Makes sense. So the book now, this copy of the Wicked Bible, has now been fully digitized. It's going to become free to the public to see on a website in the coming months. So check it out. Might want to look at it, but please don't do what it says. Okay. Well, when it comes to copies of the Bible, original copies in the manuscript. And I mentioned just before the break about St. Paul. St. Paul used a copy editor of sorts. He used a scribe named Tertius, who helped him write the letter to the Romans. He basically dictated it to him. And it really is an important question, because there's so many people out there, and a lot of anti-Catholic, anti-Christian scholars out there will try to say that errors have crept into the text. There's a very famous scholar by the name of Dr. Bart Ehrman, who's constantly debating people on this. Now, he's a legit scholar. He knows what he's talking about. But he likes to say there's so many errors that have crept into the biblical text that, well, the original copies of, say, St. Paul's letter, we don't even know what they really said. It's like a game of telephone where the scribes who are copying the text, the different copies of the old New Testament manuscripts, are making so many mistakes, we just don't know what the original said. Well, that is absolutely not true. One of the great things that you can find, if you get a chance ever, and I've never been there personally myself, but I really, really want to get there, the famous Sackler Library at Oxford University in England. That's the home, by the way, of the famous Oxyrhynchus papyri. Now, what on earth are these things? Well, one of the best things, one of the best places you can dig for archaeological treasures are in town garbage dumps. If you know that there's an ancient site underfoot, one of the best things to do is find out where the garbage dump was in that ancient city. That's where you want to dig, because people throw out all kinds of very interesting things, including documents. And there was this place called Oxyrhynchus in Egypt. And in 1897, two archaeologists from Oxford found in the sands in the desert south of Cairo in Oxyrhynchus more than 500,000 ancient documents, basically in the garbage dump there. This is unbelievable. And these are everything from receipts to love letters to sometimes texts, religious texts. And what does this have to do with the Bible? Well, there's a scholar named George Houston, and he studied some of these collections, and he figured out that some of these ancient documents were used for a really, really long time. Papyrus. Hey, they didn't have Google Docs back then. They didn't have Microsoft Word. They didn't have infinite text on an electric screen that you could just delete and write for days, and you didn't have to worry about paper because there's an endless supply of electronic paper. It wasn't that way in the ancient world. So documents were really important. Papyrus was hard to come by. You didn't want to waste any of it. And some of these ancient papyri documents, such as copies of the New Testament, George Houston found out that they could last for as long as 300 years, sometimes up to 500 years before they had to be thrown out. Now, this is really important for the New Testament, because that means the original copies of, say, the letters of St. Paul or the Gospels, they were kicking around for hundreds of years. There's an early church writer named Tertullian, and everybody thought Tertullian doesn't know what he's talking about. He said that you can go to the churches that the apostles founded, say the Church of Rome, and he says you can find the authentic writings of the apostles, like St. Paul. And everyone sort of said, well, he must mean authentic copies. I mean, he's writing in the 4th century. There's no way he's talking about the actual authentic copies, the autographs, the original copies. Well, according to George Houston, he might actually be talking about the actual letter of St. Paul to the Romans, the first copy. It's there in the Church of Rome. You can read it. So in other words, there's no question that somebody miscopied it or made it say something it didn't really say, because we have the original document. That's incredible. So there's no way the Bible was corrupted like a lot of people think it was. This is a fascinating discovery by George Houston on how long these ancient manuscripts really stuck around. You're listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. We'll be right back after this really quick break. Hang on.
Day three of our spring pledge drive is ticking along. An hour and a half left to go, and the day is over. We want to hear from you before the day closes at 877-291-0123. And right now, We want to hear from everyone who makes the Cale Clark Show a part of your daily routine. You know, when you tune into Cale, you're always going to learn something, just like today. Interesting conversation. And we want you to show your support to Cale at 877-291-0123. How about a dollar a day? Can you afford a dollar a day? If you can, we have a unique premium item that's been available all day today. If you're just joining us today, we've been offering a very special Divine Mercy Brown Scapular. This is a very unique scapular, one of a kind, that also contains a Saint Benedict medal attached to the scapular. If you'd like to take a look at it, tap on our mobile app. It's the first image you'll see, and you can even give right there. Or call 877-291-0123. But if you have the mobile app, you know what a valuable tool it is. And in fact, I was just looking through here, Cale. I want to hear parts 2 and 3 of your series on James, because I heard the first one on Monday, which was fascinating. And like I say, always learn something. I didn't know what the word ossuary meant, but now I know. Yeah. I know what that means, and if you haven't heard it yet, go to the app and listen to episode 1. But another valuable tool and a great way to give is through our mobile app.
Oh, thanks so much, Mike, for those kind words. I really, really appreciate that. It's very humbling. And yeah, on our sister program, The Faith Explained, I'm going through this new series called Bonding with James. It's all about James, the so-called brother of the Lord. We found his bone box. Don't worry, he's not another son of Mary. And I explain that in the series. But that's been a lot of fun as well, so you can check that out. And speaking of relics, you know, obviously one of the greatest relics of our faith, and there are pieces of it out there, the true cross, allegedly. And speaking of that, this brown scapular, Mike, that we're giving away today, I'm so happy that we still have some to give. I was really afraid we were going to run out earlier. People have just been so generous, wanting to give, and we want to give something back to you as well. We don't sell anything here at Relevant Radio. There are no Black Friday sales here, but we do give things for free. Jesus says, give freely as you've received freely. And this brown scapular not only has the Divine Mercy image, it's got the Saint Benedict medal attached to it. It's really amazing how they did this. And a little crucifix too. It's really neat. You can see it online. And when you go online, you're going to get a special digital talk from Father Rocky as well. When you give, come in at that dollar a day level. RelevantRadio.com through the app, or you can call 877-291-0123. Help us to give hope in a world that desperately needs it here at Relevant Radio.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Hey, welcome back to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. So happy to have you with me today. Call in 888-914-9149 if you want to react to anything that we've talked about so far. 888-914-9149. Hey, Jim, do you have that song? Do you have that song queued up? All right, let's play this. You all know this one. Now, who can name that tune? Of course. It's Hotel California by the Eagles. Well, this is the Hotel Cale Clark Show. You can check in anytime you want, but you can never leave. But why would you want to? Why would you want to? And listen, speaking of hotels, you might have asked yourself this question. If you've stayed in a hotel recently, or if you're a traveling guy, a traveling gal, if that's part of your work, whatever happens to the hotel soap after you check out? Maybe you've never asked yourself that question, but I'll tell you what. Whenever I travel, and I was recently in Chicago at the Relevant Radio offices, I'm meeting with Mike Kendall, who you heard me conversing with just a couple moments ago, Father Rocky, met producer Jim for the first time. It was a wonderful, wonderful time. Patrick Alog, who's is working the phones for us very often here on Relevant Radio. And one thing my wife always asks me to do when I'm traveling is, can you please bring home the soap? Can you bring home the soaps? Can you bring home the shampoo bottle? She loves little trinkets like that, but she just loves collecting hotel soup. Soup, maybe not, but soaps, shampoos, you name it, shower caps, lotion, whatever. So she wants me to kind of collect as much as I can and bring it home. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to do much of that recently because these days they don't hand them out that often. Some last place I stayed in the shower, there's like these pumps that were like kind of permanently there for conditioner, body wash, all that stuff. So They're moving away from that, but one thing you can always count on is that square little bar of hotel soap. It's in that little plastic soap dish by the sink. Well, you're probably not going to get through the whole bar. What happens to it when you're done? Well, this is a really cool story. This is going to bring a smile to your face. Zachary Crockett, writing for The Hustle, he investigated the amazing afterlife of used hotel soap. And hey, we're all about on the Cale Clark Show, faith, facts, and fun. So you're going to learn some facts and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I like I said, this is an amazing story. There's a real big payoff here at the end. So by the way, one of the things that this article said in The Hustle is that soap, hotel soap, that bar soap by the sink, that is the single most used amenity at any hotel chain. 86% of guests who stay at a hotel for 1 to 2 nights use the soap. I'm not really sure what the other 14% are doing, but that's the first thing you do, right? You check in, you use the facilities, wash up. Apparently, only 86% of people actually do that. But having said that, more people use the soap than the TV. Only 84% click on the television. 36% use the hair dryer. They've actually gone through all the amenities in a hotel room and who uses what. Coffee maker, the in-room coffee maker, 44%. I'm definitely in the majority that I never use the in-room coffee. I don't know how when that thing was cleaned the last time. I don't know. I just avoid it. I don't know about you, but bathrobe, only 27% use the bathrobe. I've never used a hotel bathrobe ever. I've never done it. Maybe I should indulge myself next time. I don't know. But at any rate, a lot of people love that hotel soap. And, if you can find one in a package, you're going to bring it home to your wife or your husband, whatever. But the used one, you're going to just probably leave it there. Now, what happens to it after you check out? Because most guests will leave behind a pretty big chunk of that soap. There are 5 million hotel rooms in the United States alone. Now, before the pandemic, occupancy in hotels was 66%. So that's pretty high. So that basically means that in normal times, non-COVID times, hotels will go through 3.3 million bars of soap every day. Okay, so think about this. Now, estimate that out to a year. Every year, the hospitality industry generates, get this, £440 billion of solid waste. And I'm talking about soap. I'm talking about the hotel soap. That's unbelievable. Well, what happens to this stuff? Well, a few years ago, one man asked that very same question, and his name was Sean Seipler. In 2008, and this guy traveled a lot. He travels about half the year. He's a technology executive, and he spends about 150 days a year on the road. Wow, that's a lot. So lots of hotel points there. But in 2008, he was staying at a hotel in Minneapolis, and he thought he'd ask the question. He asked room service. He called the front desk and asked, hey, just a quick question. What do you guys do with all that leftover soap? Can I send you up another cocktail, sir? Yeah, sure. But what happens to all the soap? I really want to know. Well, we throw it away. Do all hotels do that? Yes, sir. It all goes to the landfill. So this guy, Sean Seipler, started doing some back of the napkin math, and he realized, wow, millions of bars of perfectly usable soap are going to waste. And he couldn't stop thinking about it. So he decided, I'm going to do something about this. So he lives in Orlando, Florida. And a few weeks later, when he got home, he walked into his local Holiday Inn and he asked them, can I take your unused soap that housekeeping collects, after people check out? Can I take that off your hands? And they're like, yeah, I would love for you to do that. And so he went to 6 other hotels that same day. And they kept saying, yes, please, 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 please take our gently used soap. You can have it. Please do whatever you want with it. I don't know what you're going to do, but happy to pawn it off on you for free. So he got thousands of bars of soap from just doing this. And so he and a few buddies set up a workshop in a garage in downtown Orlando. And they sat on these plastic buckets, which they turned upside down, made them into seats. And they just started, getting some big garbage cans. And they started grabbing potato peelers and scraping the outside of the soap, right? Or the used part of the soap, right? You know, you don't want the outside. So there's certain, you know, thingies in the soap or whatever. So they're gonna peel them with potato peelers, and they got the good parts out, and they pulverized them into a meat grinder. They melted them down in a slow cooker, and they poured the mixture into new soap molds. They dried it, and voila. The next day, they had new bars of soap. Well, he and his buddies could only do so much on their own. At their best, they were cranking out 500 recycled bars of soap every day. And then he's like, well, what am I going to do with all this soap? Well, one of the things that Sean Seipler realized was that 9,000 children under the age of 5 were dying every day around the world from hygiene-related illnesses. And all they had to do to prevent all those needless deaths was get literally bars of soap into their hands. Because studies showed that if only these kids could wash their hands on a regular basis, those deaths would be cut in half. So he launched a new company, a new nonprofit company called Clean the World. Clean the World. And so his mission became getting these millions of bars of wasted soap to kids in need all around the world and save their lives. So he started scaling up. He started asking for money. He went to the Bill Gates Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and he said, I imagine the Bill would just pull up into my driveway in a limo and hand me a check for $1 million. Well, that's not what happened. He actually got a rejection notice within 8 hours of submitting his request with a note that said, and please don't reapply. Don't even think about reapplying for the next 3 years. So he's like, okay, well, I got to figure out a solution here. I've got all this soap coming in, this used soap. I've got to get it to the people in need. So he decided to come up with a new business model, and it was an annuity model. So hotels will pay him a small fee, 50 cents per room per month, to participate in the soap recycling program. And they get everything they need to get rid of the soap, get rid of their waste, and they get impact reports from the company saying this is how this unused soap is going to needy people all around the world, and it's saving people from needless death, needless disease. Incredible. And it's also saving the environment too. You don't want 400 billion tons of unused soap in a landfill. So it helps the hotels also meet their sustainability goals. It's incredible. So this is an amazing, amazing project by Sean Seipler. So cool. So cool. And it's just what a great thing. What a great news story. I love it. I love it. I love it. So we'll post a link to this story in the show notes. But that's what happens. This is a really good news story. I bet you never knew what happened to your unused hotel soap that you left there. But the good news is, good things are happening with it, and kids are being helped. They're being saved. I love it. We're in the business of salvation, body and soul, here on Relevant Radio. This is the Cale Clark Show, and I'm going to be back right after this really, really quick break. Hang with me.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
We have Jackie in Woodridge, New Jersey.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Father Rocky. I called in August. My 2-year-old grandson was diagnosed with autism, and I asked for prayers, and you said, no, you asked for a miracle. Well, I did. He had his evaluation on Tuesday. They are so happy with his progress. Instead of one-on-one, they're even suggesting he be mainstreamed, and I just want to thank you and all the prayers across America. I feel like I touched the robe of Jesus, and my miracle is happening.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Over 6,000 Relevant Radio listeners have raised their hands this week and said, yes, I want to help. I want to give hope. I want to support my Catholic radio station, and have called 877-291-0123 with their tax-deductible pledge. We want to hear from you. And I want to make a special appeal to those of you who like to give late during pledge drives. I know who you are. There are thousands of you that wait till Thursday or Friday. But I'm going to ask you to please change your behavior and give right now. Give on Wednesday, because we want to, I want you to give us the privilege of saying thank you to you by giving you our special, unique premium item. It comes in at a dollar a day. And if you pledge at that dollar a day level today and in the next 15 minutes, we're going to give you a very special Divine Mercy Brown Scapular. This is a very unique, one-of-a-kind scapular that contains the image of the Divine Mercy, and it also contains a Saint Benedict medal. It's attached to the scapular. This medal, of course, is known for its powerful protection against spiritual attacks. Not only that, we're going to toss in the regular premium, the book How They Love Mary by Father Edward Looney. You get both, but you only can get it right now. So give us the privilege of saying thank you to you with this brown scapular. Call 877-291-0123. Did I say that right, Cale? I'm actually asking people to give us the privilege to say thank you. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And it makes sense to give because you're going to help us reach millions of people all around the world with the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and help us to bring hope to the world. And don't forget, we're into May now, well into May. It's May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. It's baseball season. And like I say, this is a dollar a day triple play. Not only if you give online, you can only get the triple play online. If you give through the website or through the Relevant Radio app, you can get the book, How They Love Mary. It's perfect for May. May being dedicated to Our Lady. There are 28 stories of saints, ordinary people like you and me that God made extraordinary. Part of it is through discovering Mary and how she can help us. You can read one of these stories every day this month. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. A story a day for May. Plus, we're going to send you the scapular. And if you give online, you're going to get the third element of the triple play, a beautiful talk by Father Rocky on the power of the memorare. But again, that's only if you give online. So it's a great incentive to give securely through the Relevant Radio app or through the relevantradio.com website, or call 877-291-0123, Mike.
All right, I asked for 100 people at the beginning of the hour to step up. We're at 85 already. We're going to make it.
Thank
We've
you
got
guys.
14 minutes left to go. Keep the calls coming. 877-291-0123. Keep those calls coming. Three operators are waiting to hear from you.
Hey, welcome back to the program. It's the Cale Clark Show, 888-914-9149. If you want to call in and talk to me, and we're going to go to the phones right now. Let's go to Nate, who is calling from California. Hi, Nate.
Oh, wow. What time?
Hello,
Mr. Clark. Yes, a huge fan. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
I have an off-topic question.
Sure.
About our Lord. So, in the Bible, our Lord says, I go to the Father who is greater than I. And in Catholicism, we teach God is fully man, our Jesus is fully man and fully God. So how do we, isn't that kind of a confusing statement? Like, I mean.
That's a great question, Nate. Yeah, there's certain verses in the Bible, if you just kind of took them out of context or read them in isolation, like when Jesus says, the Father is greater than I. And these are verses that are often thrown at us Catholics by non-Catholic groups saying, see, Jesus is not divine. Jesus is not God. The Trinity isn't a thing. And we just actually talked about that this week on the show, earlier this week, if you want to go through the archives. I think it was a couple days ago, right, Producer Jim? We talked about St. Athanasius. It was his feast day, and he was really such a great saint of orthodoxy, defending the doctrine of the Trinity, the Nicene Creed. He was at the Council of Nicaea, and there was a renegade priest named Arius. I don't know if you know about him, Nate, but he was the greatest heretic, the greatest false teacher in the history of the Church, and he was basically saying, Jesus is not God. He's great. He's the first creature, the Word, the first creature of God. God spoke the Word, but the Word did not exist at a certain point. That's what Arius said. That's a heresy. That's a false teaching. But he used the Bible to back up his views. He was great at picking verses out of context. And a verse out of context becomes a pretext for a proof text. That's what a lot of preachers will often say. And so that's why it's really important that we have this teaching office of the church, that the Bible is the church's book. The church existed before the Bible. Members of the Catholic Church wrote the New Testament. Of course, the Old Testament was in existence, but, and so the Bible needs an interpreter like a horse needs a rider. And so the magisterium of the teaching office, yeah, if you pick a few verses out, it can seem like that, but there's so many other reasons to hold to the divinity of Christ. Jesus is doing things that only God can do, namely forgiving sins. Mark chapter 2, when he heals the paralyzed man, he forgives his sins. And that's really what freaks people out. How can he say that? He's blaspheming. And Jesus knows what they're thinking. So that's one of the reasons why he healed the man, which is also a stupendous miracle. He's like, listen, I can't prove that I can forgive sins. Just by looking at me, you can't know that I can forgive sins. But it ain't bragging if you can back it up, as the baseball player Reggie Jackson once said. And so he's like, look, if I can do this stupendous miracle, make this paralyzed guy walk again, maybe you'll believe me when I say that I can forgive sins. He can control nature as God. There's so many things. People worship him, and he accepts that worship. That would indeed be blasphemous if he wasn't a divine person. So a lot of reasons to believe in the divinity of Christ. And that's a great question, Nate. And this is a great reason why we need an interpreter for the Bible, a magisterium, a teaching office of the church. But really good question, Nate. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for calling in. I just mentioned Reggie Jackson. Well, another New York Yankee of legendary note of recent vintage, Aaron Judge. It was a beautiful moment. You probably saw this. This is a viral moment. Everybody's been talking about this on social media. Last night here in Toronto, the Bronx Bombers, New York Yankees are in town, and I really think my Blue Jays might make it to the World Series this year. They got a great chance, but hey, it's a long year, but wasn't looking so good last night because the Yankees absolutely annihilated the Jays to the tune of 9-1. But that's not why last night's game made it into the secular press and all over social media. It happened in the sixth inning. Blue Jays starting pitcher Alek Manoah was facing Aaron Judge, the Yankees slugger, for the third time. Now, Judge had struck out in his first two at-bats, but there was a full count in the sixth inning, and Manoah threw Judge a 96-mile-an-hour fastball inside, and this time Judge didn't miss. He hammered it like a gavel, you know, the Judge, and he absolutely walloped this ball, sent it into the second deck of the Sky Dome. I know it's called the Rogers Center. I can't do that. It's the Sky Dome. It was caught. That ball was caught off the bat of Aaron Judge by a Blue Jays fan named Mike Lanzalotta. You might have seen this, and this is great. So he catches the ball, and he does like kind of a mini celebration. He half raises his arms in triumph, and he turns around, and he notices there's a 9-year-old boy, a Yankees fan. His name was Derek Rodriguez. He was there at the game with his dad, and he was wearing an Aaron Judge T-shirt. Well, Mike Lanzalotta takes the ball, and as soon as he sees this kid, he immediately gives this young Yankee fan the ball from his hero. And you got to look this up. I tweeted it out. If you go to @KaleClark on my Twitter feed, you'll see the video. This is amazing. This kid, he accepts the ball, and he's so thankful. He gives this guy a big bear hug, and he just starts crying. It's such a beautiful, beautiful moment. And if you're a dad, if you're a baseball fan, heck, if you're just a human being, I don't know how you don't get choked up. It got pretty dusty in the room, let's put it that way, when I first saw that. It's just a beautiful, beautiful moment. And I just love that. That's what it's all about. That's what it's about. And we want to bring that kind of joy in a spiritual sense here on Relevant Radio, on the Cale Clark Show. Trending with Timory is coming up next. All of our great programs, the Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky. Oh, so crucial to our day here, coming up right after Timory. But for that, Mike's going to join me for some really special words. We're going to have a lot of fun, so hang with me for the next couple seconds here on Relevant Radio.
You know, I saw that video this morning. Cale, and that's how I started my day. I dived into Twitter first thing this morning thinking, oh boy, what kind of ugliness am I going to find on Twitter this morning? And that was one of the first things in my feed. And I thought, all right, something good, something uplifting, something true, good, and beautiful to start my day.
Yeah, that was great.
But yeah, that's a great video. Thanks for sharing that on your Twitter feed as well. We're all about joy and hope here at Relevant Radio. And we want you to spread some joy as well. We want you to call 877-291-0123 and give from your heart. Make a tax-deductible pledge to Relevant Radio to keep programs like the Cale Clark Show on the air. Trending with Timory is coming up next. Maybe it's the Family Rosary Across America that's really important in your life, and you listen to that every night. Show your support by making a tax-deductible pledge at 877-291-0123. And we only have 4 minutes left to offer this very special premium during the Cale Clark Show. This Divine Mercy Brown Scapular, Cale, has really been moving hearts today, and we have them in limited supply. I asked for 100 calls this hour. We only have 12 more calls to go, and we're going to hit our goal.
Let's do it. Absolutely. Yeah. And this scapular, along, if you give online, of course, you get the Dollar a Day Triple Play. You get the How They Love Mary book along with the scapular and a beautiful talk by Father Rocky, which will be emailed to you. You don't have to do anything. It'll be sent to your inbox. It's called The Power of the Memorare, which we pray every hour during this week for an end to abortion. And so many amazing things have been happening on that front. So many answers to prayers. And also the success of this drive. But you're not limited to a dollar a day. And I want to highlight, Mike, an anonymous donor from Fox Point, Wisconsin, has just given $10,000.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
That is an incredible gift. Thank you so much for your generosity. Wow. May God bless you. And well, I'm just always amazed, Mike, at people's generosity, and we can't do this without our donors. You guys really are part of the family, making programs like this, making them possible. We can't do this without you, and we're so grateful for your support during this pledge drive. So if you want to donate, if your heart has been moved, if your heart's starting to thump, guess what? It's time to jump. It's time to get to the phones. It's time to call 877-291-0123 or go to the app or relevantradio.com, Mike.
That's amazing, a $10,000 pledge. And I should mention that anything over a dollar a day, you will get the scapular. So if you want to make a $500 pledge, a $600 pledge, you're eligible for that brown scapular. So please call now, 877-291-0123. Join Lee in Austin, Texas, who gave it a dollar a day. Tom is listening to us on our Philadelphia station.
Thank you,
Tom. And Christine in, it looks like it is Caribou, Maine. I've never heard of Caribou, Maine, until today. Christine, you put it on the map. Thank you. 877-291-0123. This is a Divine Mercy Brown Scapular. A dollar a day is very unique because it contains an image of Divine Mercy on the front of the scapular. If you want to take a look at it, best way to do that is to click on our mobile app. It's the first image that pops up on the app today, if you haven't done that yet today. It's also on our website at relevantradio.com. It contains the St. Benedict Medal as well. And you get the book. How can you pass it up? Do it now. We have a minute left. We need three more before we hit our goal. Three more callers right now at 877-291-0123. Cale and I will celebrate here as we get those three calls. Keep them coming. 877-291-0123.
Barbara from South Milwaukee has given $500. Thank you so much, Barbara. It's so amazing to see people from coast to coast, from California to Maine, chipping in and saying, yeah, I want to be a part of this. I want to give hope to the world through Relevant Radio. And by the way, if you donate online, another reason to donate online, not only will you get these three beautiful gifts, but Father Rocky has promised that you can give your prayer requests. We'll be collecting them when you give online. He's going to take them all in his backpack this Saturday on the walk to Mary. We want to weigh him down with your prayer requests, Mike.
We want to make that walk extra long. But no, he really is willing. He is going to do this too, and we'll have photographic proof too. So watch.
Yeah.
We'll have pictures of his walk. We will. Hey, tomorrow's a National Day of Prayer, but Relevant Radio, every day is a National Day of Prayer. You know that. You pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. You join us for the Family Rosary. Now support us at 877-291-0123.